Would the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senators Kelly and Rohde are excused from the call of the Senate today.
All right, and Senator Coletta is at the hospital, should be here soon. Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Reverend Robert McNabb, Douglas Community United Methodist.
We thank you, O God, for these moments when we pause to listen to your Spirit speaking within us. Your calling startles us into life, makes us aware of ourselves, the person next to us, and across the room. Makes us aware of our interdependence upon each other and upon you. We are drawn together in these minutes of time we share through our resources of faith and insight, that together we may better serve our state and bring about good legislation. Guide us always with wisdom and create in us concerned hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 38th legislative day.
Senator Curtula.
President, asking us consent that the Journal be approved as read.
Hear no objection. The Journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, it's given me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a couple of really great friends of mine, Clint and Mary Kunstadt and the gal from the Taylor behind me.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, on the far side in the gallery is one of the fellows that I taught how to play basketball. I also taught him how to fish. In fact, I taught him everything I know. My friend Jeff David.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I'd just like to add that Jeff is the Southeast District American Legion Commander and highly respected and well known by the Legionnaires throughout the state.
Thank you. Any further introductions? Messages from the Governor?
Message dated February 19, dear Mr. President. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 33, requesting the Governor to direct action relating to the investment and loan of the State General Fund surplus and relating to the particular participation of financial institutions with the Division of Business Loans in loan programs of benefit to the state's economy. Legislative resolve number one, sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. There is a message from the Governor on a proposed permanent fund dividend program, a four-page letter that has been distributed to all the senators. Those are the messages from the Governor this morning.
Messages from the House?
Message of February 20. The House has receded from its amendment to Senate Bill 113, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 113, thus adopting Senate Bill 113, Wild Food Animals. There was a pre-conference committee on this.
was is the right term. The Free Conference Committee was composed of Senators Sackett, Ferguson, and Bradley. You've now been relieved of your duties.
This has been sent to enrolling. Message of...
That was a waste of wild game animal.
Message of February 20, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 392 amended, an act relating to domestic violence and changing Rules 3, 65, and 76, Rules of Civil Procedure.
Judiciary, Finance.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 122, Permanent Fund, amending Appellate Rule 45, Alaska Rules of Court Procedure, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, and Senator Sumner signed do pass. Senators Hackney, Curtula, and Bennett signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 122 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 369, directing Lieutenant Governor to refer the question of a constitutional convention to the people, and reports it back as follows. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed do not pass. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. There is a further referral of 369 to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 424, Special Appropriation to the Office of the Governor for the Arctic Winter Games, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, concurring, Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, and Curtula. SB 424 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 243 amended, Teachers and Public Employees Retirement, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, same title, and do pass. Signed, Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, concurring, Senators Sumner, Hackney, and Bennett. 243 has no further referral.
Rules.
State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 248, Merger of Electric and Telephone Utilities, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring, Senator Ziegler and Kelly. 248 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Resources Committee considered House Bill 597, Supplemental Appropriation.
One moment, Madam Secretary. Senator Ziegler, you have the floor.
The bill to which our Secretary just referred, I forget the number, is it 248? There really aren't any complicated judicial problems with it, and I would waive the Judiciary Committee referral and let it go right to Russo.
There are no further referrals beyond rules. Judiciary.
Then it goes to Rules.
House Bill Number 597, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race, was considered by the Resources Committee and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring, Senators Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, Dankworth, Bennett, and Meehlin. 597 has a further referral to Finance. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
That brings us down to the introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 496 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act providing for Alaska job tax credits and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 497 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making miscellaneous amendments to AS 3805, the Alaska Land Act.
Resources, Finance.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us down to the daily calendar. We have some unfinished business before us.
We have no calendar.
Glenn, you need to bring up the reconsideration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
take that TV camera off of the floor if you guys can sit down for this room.
We're still in recess. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Hackney.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to call up Senate Bill 308 on reconsideration and ask Mr. President that the bill be held over one legislative day. Mr. President, what's happened on this? Apparently a few of the commissioners who appeared to have other things to do when the bill came up before the Judiciary Committee and didn't show up at that meeting are now deciding that they have a problem or two, and they'd appreciate it if we would address that. Mr. President, I have no problem with addressing some reasonable amendments to Senate Bill 308, but I think that the outcry that's come, not only from some of the commissioners, but Mr. President, from the Attorney General's office, and I suggest to you that the Attorney General should perhaps have been a fisherman, because he's dragging red herrings all over the trail of this bill. And I'm not prepared to accommodate his red herrings. I am prepared to accommodate some of the other legitimate concerns in connection with that bill. But anyway, the motion is to hold over one legislative day.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, the bill will be held one legislative day. And as far as someone mentioned being a fisherman, I don't think the market on red herring is high enough to have sustained it. That brings us down to unfinished business. Any member have anything under unfinished business? Senator Ray.
I don't have anything under unfinished business, but it's something that gives me an opportunity to stand up and talk to you directly. How's everything going, Mr. President? This is the only opportunity I get to speak with the leadership, Senator. So I thought I'd take advantage of it at this time just to say hello.
Everything is going just fine, Senator Ray, but I think you're... you should have taken the floor on the special orders.
Oh, well, in order to speak, then I have to speak on unfinished business. Yeah. I have some unfinished business, Mr. President. Yesterday, I asked you in concern with the bill that was held over today, I asked you that perhaps if you would take it under consideration on appointing an interim committee or assigning a standing committee to look into the Administrative Procedures Act, and I wondered if you had taken that into consideration, sir.
I have, sir, and I think it's a very valid consideration. I think this is the area we best address. I think there are some real troubles due to the court decision, and I would like to negotiate with you and several others to how we should make this up.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, Senator Sackett has in the Senate Finance Committee Senate Joint Resolution Number 16, which pertains to a balanced federal budget. And I have discussed this with the sponsor, Senator Mulcahy, and he has no objection to the motion I'm about to make. And I've also checked it out with Billy Barrier, Legislative Affairs, and he says there's nothing incorrect about the procedural motion. So I would move, Mr. President, that Senator Mulcahy's name be deleted as the sponsor of SJR Number 16 and my name be shown as the prime sponsor. I ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. I've seen members steal other people's bills for years, but never one so blatant. Special orders. Does any member have anything under special orders? Committee announcements. Senator Homer.
Mr. President, today, the 21st, 2 p.m., video teleconference between Juneau and Anchorage on the pre-conference committee, Senate Bill 161, permanent fund.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgis.
Yes, in courtroom A from 1 to 3, not quite as much excitement as the teleconference on the fund. We'll be talking about coastal management issues, some policy issues, and federal consistency and a number of other things. The Coastal Policy Council will be on hand. I think that should be an informative thing for community and regional affairs and interested legislators. I'd like to give announcement of next Tuesday, Community and Regional Affairs in the Butterovich room at 207 will begin at 1:30. We have a total of some 10 bills that relate, and it affects a good number of you here, to exemptions from, in one way or another, from assessment and tax levies, a number of special categories, and we're going to hold a teleconference on those. I'd like to just read the bills, not the titles. I'm sure you'll be aware of, and we'll notify you individually. Senate Bill 138, 431, 296, 299, 427, 389, 456, 465, 360, and 154.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, Senate Commerce Committee will meet today at 3 o'clock in the room to our rear, Elks Room, to consider Senate Bill 444, Alaska Veterans Loan Corporation, Senate Bill 388, Supplemental Appropriation to Alaska World War II Veterans Revolving Fund, and if time permits, Senate Bill 42, the Mobile Home Bill.
Senator Homan.
Senate Finance, tomorrow morning at 8:30, a bill session, and I'd ask the Secretary to call the Senate Finance Chairman's office for listing those bills. I don't have
all right. Them. We'll have them posted on the bulletin board then for talking. Is there any further committee announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thank you.